Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is 1 o'clock Eastern Time, Wednesday, September 9th, in the middle of the week, one day before the Web.com Tour Finals begins. Also, one day before the Evian Championship begins, the final major of the season for the ladies. Of course, the men are into the middle of the FedEx Cup. We'll go over last week's event and discuss that at length. I'll have my Dirty Dozen, a strategy for your game, some commentary, and, of course, my picks. Last week, Ricky Fowler held off Henrik Stenson in winning the Deutsche Bank Championship at the TPC Boston. And Ricky is now forming a super foundation for joining the Big Three. There's no question about it. He is right there. The Players' Championship, the Scottish Open, which is a very prestigious event leading into the British Open, of course, and now the second leg in the FedEx Cup, giving him, if you will, a leg up on most of the other players. Ricky is starting to really perform, and now he's getting a feel for winning. Three wins this year for Ricky Fowler. What a beginning of a foundation. Took him quite a while to break through. Now he is very much in that conversation. In fact, if you will, you know, you might say it's a Big Four. It's real close to it, if not right there. Stenson, on the other hand, has a tough time closing. He now has come in second place, which is no disgrace, of course, in each of the first two FedEx Cup championships. Can Henrik Stenson break through and win the FedEx Cup or any of the events? Well, we'll find out. He didn't act as disappointed as I thought he probably should be, to be very frank. I thought that he should have been a little bit perturbed with himself for not winning. He had the lead most of Sunday until he hit in the water on the par 3 17th. But nevertheless, he comes in second. Ricky Fowler wins for the third time this year. Congratulations to Ricky. The Evian Championship will begin this week, as we mentioned, and this is the final major. It's in France, and it's a gorgeous golf course. I'll have my picks on that. I think it's wonderful that they do play two overseas events as major championships for the women. Of course, they have a British Open and now the Evian in the late summer. Good idea. Excellent. I think right this minute, the LPGA Tour and women's golf worldwide is about as strong as it has ever been. A lot of great young players, different names on the leaderboard now every single week, different women with a chance to win. There's multiple ways of winning. You don't always have to be a long hitter to win, especially on that tour. Regular hitters can win on that tour. Sharpshooters, good putters, and extraordinary short game will lead you to a lot of money and wins on the LPGA Tour. My Dirty Dozen coming up in a moment, but 132 men out of a potential 150, we'll tee it up in the Web.com Tour Finals. Now, as you know, this is a misnomer. It has nothing to do, really, with the Web.com Tour, but they consistently want to call it that. And it's because Web.com pays a lot of money to the PGA Tour for the rights to have the title sponsorship on their tour. These events are strictly to get on the PGA Tour. They have nothing to do with the Web.com Tour's process. And people have to understand that. Unfortunately, because of that sponsorship, it becomes a misnomer. People are confused. People do not understand that these four events, starting this week and they're four in a row, it's a sprint to the finish, provide 50 men with tour cards. 25 have cards now. You can improve your position if you already have a card. You cannot lose your position if you already have a card. But you can improve. And the other 125 men who do not have secured cards for next year, 25 of them will get cards. It's a mixture. It's 75 players from each tour, 1 through 75 on the money list from the web.com tour, 126 to 200 on the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup points system. Not money, FedEx Cup points. So 18 men have chosen not to play in this first event. One player in the field has a major championship to his name, and that is Lucas Glover. It is riddled, of course, with PGA Tour players who have PGA Tour victories and a lot of guys who haven't won yet on the PGA Tour. A couple of the groups I've got my eye on, Patton Kizzire, who has won close to $600,000 on the web.com tour and the tour's money leading player and number one in the points list, will certainly, of course, have his card and would like to improve that position by doubling, barreling down and winning another event. He will be playing alongside Scott Langley and Martin Piller, who's number two in the money. Now, Martin Piller's won a couple of events, and when he wins, he goes nuts. Way, way under par. So Martin Piller and Kizzire playing with Scott Langley. Another group I have my eye on is Derek Fathauer with Matthew Goggin, a tour veteran, up and down between both tours, and two gloves, Tommy Gainey. Tommy had to go back to the web.com tour after being on the regular tour for a long time. Aaron Baddeley and Jonathan Bird with Sung Kang. That's an interesting trio. Rick Cochran III with DA Points and Derek Ernst is another interesting group. There's a lot of groups of players. Stuart Appleby with Brad Elder and John Malinger. So it gets underway tomorrow. There's a lot of pressure because if you don't get in that top 50, you're going to be on the web.com tour for another year. And we know that the goal of these four events has nothing to do with the web.com tour. They're all in the web.com tour for next year. It has everything to do with getting your PGA Tour card. Okay, now it's on to my strategy. And my strategy this week is to think athletically, not recreationally. Many golfers who are average consider themselves and are told all the time, you're a recreational golfer. Well, that's nonsense. There's no such thing as a recreational golfer. You're either a golfer or you're an athletic golfer. And what I want you to be is to think athletically. When you have a bad shot, forget about it really quickly. We've talked about this before. When a pitcher gives up a home run, before the guy crosses home plate and he's got the new ball in his hand, he's forgotten that. It's over with. The quarterback who throws the interception before he goes out on the field again, he's got to forget that. Start from scratch. Have a defined game plan. That's another thing that athletic golfers do, athletes. They do in every sport. PGA Tour players, I want you to think like that. Extensive, executable, and reasonable in your goals, and not score-related. The score should be virtually the last thing on your mind. In fact, as you know, when I play golf, I don't ever look at the score sheet. I put down my score, put down the number of putts. If I have a sand save or whatever, in whatever statistical categories I've chosen, and I have extensive statistical categories, but that's not part of this strategy today. But you put down the score. You do not add your score till the end of the day because the score has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It will take care of itself. It's like a pitcher, Clayton Kershaw, goes out on the mound, the great pitcher for the Dodgers. He's not thinking about winning the game. He is thinking, or the final score, of course, he is thinking about executing and extensive execution and reasonable execution of pitches and how to perform in different situations. That's it. And that's what you need to do. Scoring will come. Shot making and relying on your system. Remember, you have a system and a process. Athletes have systems and processes. That's what you are. You're an athletic golfer. Forget that word recreational. I don't know where that came from. Get rid of that. You recreate in the gymnasium throwing baskets with your kids. No way is this a recreational activity for somebody who really wants to get better. That is my strategy for today. Now my Dirty Dozen. And for many of you who are familiar, that my Dirty Dozen is the 12 greatest players in the world currently who do not own a major title. Okay, so now my list this week, and in no particular order: Ricky Fowler, Henrik Stenson, Patrick Reed, who had a pretty good tournament last week, Matt Kuchar, also a pretty good tournament last week, Dustin Johnson, solidly in my Dirty Dozen, Danny Lee, who played well until Sunday, but he's still in my Dirty Dozen, Nick Watney's in the Dirty Dozen, Hideki Matsuyama, Brandon Grace, who's not playing in these, but he did so well in the majors that he's still in the Dirty Dozen, Brant Snedeker, Jimmy Walker, and Brooks Koepka. Now, Brooks Koepka did miss a couple of cuts, but he's played so well for the majority of the year that he's in there. Now, a couple of guys who are real close. Sergio has dropped out of my Dirty Dozen. He hasn't played for a little while. He could get back in when he plays at Conway Farms next week. Of course, 70 players are entered in that event. And Robert Straub was another one who came very, very close. Ryan Moore came close, and a few others. But that is my Dirty Dozen for this week. Okay, now on to a commentary on the President's Cup. I saw that Jay Haas took his son, which he should have, in number 11 position, Bill Haas. But he also took Phil Mickelson, which bypassed an awful, awful lot of players who were ahead of Phil. Now, Phil will bring stability, if you will, to the locker room or clubhouse or whatever, but he is not playing well. And he hasn't won a tournament, hasn't done very well at all. In fact, he's dropped all the way to 61st in the FedEx Cup standings. I would not have taken Phil. I would have given a bypass to Phil and gone to somebody else. Any number of players who are ahead of Phil on the FedEx Cup points list could have been taken. Kevin Kisner is ahead of him, J.B. Holmes, Charlie Hoffman, a lot of guys ahead of him who were deserving, but understandably, they didn't qualify. So we go with Phil. We'll see what happens. Really doesn't mean that much. Phil is a terrific player, but he hasn't played well. Did he deserve to make the list, or is he making it just because he's Phil Mickelson and he's never missed a President's Cup or a Ryder Cup since he's turned professional? I don't know. Your opinion is interesting. I don't like the pick. I think you could have taken somebody else who's playing a little bit better. Okay, now on to my picks in the two events. First, I'm going to pick the Web.com event, which is the Hotel Fitness Championship, Fort Wayne, Indiana, gorgeous golf course, and they will come out in droves to see these 132 men tee it up tomorrow morning. Okay, I've got Steve Marino, Cody Gribble, and Martin Piller. That's Steve Marino, Cody Gribble, and Martin Piller. Now, Cody Gribble is the Texas Longhorn, who played alongside Jordan Spieth for a year. And Cody Gribble came through with flying colors in his last event to get his PGA Tour card, number one, and, of course, to qualify for these events, these four events. He's a left-hander. I just think the kid is trending, so I'm taking him. Steve Marino played better at the end there. He's a solid professional golfer, feeling better. He's had a ton of injuries. And Martin Piller, just when he gets it going, look out. the as they say, the sky is the limit. Martin Piller, I like him a lot, and I like him to do well next year on the PGA Tour. Okay, now to the Evian Championship. I've got, and I get four picks because it's a major. I've got N.Y. Choi. I've got Suzanne Pedersen, Stacey Lewis, and N.B. Park. I guess I went chalk on this one. Choi, that's N.Y. Choi, Suzanne Pedersen, Stacey Lewis, and N.B. Park. So those are my picks for the two events that are coming up this week. In fact, both of them start tomorrow. And that is my show for this week. Love to hear your Dirty Dozen. See if you like mine. If you dislike it, if you have additions, subtractions, let me know. I get back to everyone who emails me. And my email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeis, as in Sam, MAR.com. So until next week, when we will go to Conway Farms in suburban Chicago for leg number 3 in the FedEx Cup. We'll also do our continuing coverage of the Web.com Tour Finals, which should be called something else, and I'll get into that next week with you. This is Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for being with me. Great golf, everybody. And One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.